Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Natalie Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. With us today is Michael Rosenthal, e-commerce implementation manager at BDO USA. Michael is here to speak with us about some of the findings coming out of BDO's Retail CFO Outlook Survey. In this episode, we're going to take a closer look at the data around e-commerce, or as many of you have heard, e-tail segment of the industry. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Great. Michael, so let's dive into this first statistic. 80% of e-commerce CFOs reported increased profits over the last 12 months, 80%. And more than half, around 56%, project their profits will continue on this trajectory with the expected increase of 10 to 25% in 2024. So in my mind, those are really, really high statistics and significantly higher than the traditional and omnichannel retailer. So do we think that e-commerce is a unicorn? And I'm using that in air quotes. Is this a one-off or do we expect this to continue?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a unicorn, and I continue to be very bullish on e-commerce, and really technology is driving this success. It just continues to be so much easier to sell online than even 3 or 5 years ago. And the number of stores that are online across the world has almost tripled in the last 4 years. Leading e-commerce platforms are better positioned now to support e-tailers' needs, allow new businesses to launch stores more quickly, and existing businesses really to augment and enhance their offerings. Platform providers really continue to invest in new features, such as AI, that can be quickly enabled to drive business. And if something isn't selling, analytics within the platform will alert the business, put it on sale, move it to the top of the page, or even discontinue it if customers aren't buying it. With all these advances, the e-commerce storefront is much nimbler than retail, and it allows a customer to continually adapt and improve the buying experience for the customer.
Yeah, I think that's a really great point and really very interesting. And we've talked about AI, you know, several times on the show, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it in the future as well. And you're right. I mean, employing AI both on the front end, you know, through supply chain, on the back end through supply chain, and then on the front end with customer acquisition, retention, and really understanding what the customer wants and being able to deliver that. So let's pivot a little bit, but not too much from that whole idea. So as e-commerce does continue to grow, let's focus on returns. And that could be a significant challenge for many e-tailers or e-commerce companies. So what are some of the strategies or tactics that you're seeing e-tailers employ to minimize returns?
But most clients we're interacting with are really leveraging analytics to determine why did the customer return the product. Once that data is aggregated, then the business can act upon it. It could be as simple as updating a product description to indicate it runs small, it's been pre-shrunk. Or it could even be providing new or optimized images of the product per the feedback. Maybe the prior image was cut off or didn't show the back or the side. More and more clients are also trying to take on new technologies, such as a virtual try-on. All the end customer has to do really is upload a photo, some basic measurements. Think height, weight, am I curvy, am I flat? And you can see how the product will fit. The storefront then generates an image of the end customer wearing the product. It allows for a more informed buying decision, sort of like what you'd see in a physical store standing in front of a mirror. For those willing to accept returns, some have decided to not charge a return fee if you join a loyalty program or return it to a physical store in the hopes of building brand differentiation. And some retailers are even going so far as to go returnless, where the product cannot be returned, citing a reduced environmental footprint as the reasoning. And in this day and age, that is resonating with some clientele.
Yeah, I hear you on all that. But I do think, especially for an e-commerce company, it's really important to have a good return policy, because I think that also gives the consumer confidence in the fact that if there is an issue with the client or they ordered the wrong size, as you said earlier, you know, it gives them the ability to return it. And free returns, I think we're just so programmed to want to have and to expect to have free returns. Yes. I purchased a couple of things, and I won't tell the retailer online, but I purchased a couple of things, and I'm so used to having free returns. And it was a home product. So I wanted to return it, and they gave me an offer that I can keep it, but I only get 20% of my money back. And I said, well, that's ridiculous. I spend a lot of money. I want to return it, right? And what they did was, so I said no. And then they gave me the form to fill out for the returns. And the return price, and I forget which carrier it was almost half the price of the product. I'm guessing because of the weight of the product.
Yes.
And I will tell you, I will think twice before I make a purchase from that particular retailer, because I think we're just so programmed to expect and maybe even demand free returns. And I think that's why it becomes so much more important to really understand, as you mentioned, your customer, what do they want? What do they need? So you can minimize the returns. I think that was a really, really important point. Yes. All right. So we're back to the last question. So the report also uncovered that e-commerce companies are really seeking to operate with a leaner workforce. Not a surprise, right? 52% cited that layoffs as a cost optimization strategy and leaning into new technology such as, you guessed it, AI. And as we've talked about before, there's a lot of concerns about AI replacing jobs, and not just in e-commerce. I think it's across retail and probably across all industries, there's concern about what will AI mean for me as an employee. So is this what's happening in the e-commerce sector? Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm not seeing sort of that direct correlation with AI replacing jobs unless it's sort of the most mundane, redundant job that really isn't cost effective to automate. You know, it's cost prohibitive right now to automate a number of these jobs, and honestly, into the foreseeable future, it'll continue to be. I'm seeing more where AI is supplementing how the retail force is going to improve upon efficiency. And this is going to actually require upskilling employees to be better positioned to leverage this technology. For example, we don't need an employee to write product descriptions anymore. Generative AI can create these descriptions for you. And then the employee's job really will be to, you know, review or tweak or tune those descriptions. This can save the e-tailers many hours, and the employee can be repurposed and help the business in other ways. Another way is using AI to proactively determine inventory issues. I have too much inventory. Okay, I need to put this category on sale. I need to stop selling something, et cetera. Knowing how to use AI will be critical to stay competitive. And lastly, and really importantly, AI is in its infancy. Reviewing and potentially revising generated content is required. There could be biases, ethical issues. AI really doesn't have what I call common sense yet. So mistakes can be made. Human review is and will be required for quite some time, I believe.
Yeah, Michael, I agree with you. I think those are really important points. And we've talked about that on other podcasts as well, that, you know, AI, as you said, is in its infancy and still has a lot to learn. But I think the more you use it, the more it learns, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. It's going to get better.
I think once folks use it, you have to observe it, monitor it, correct it. And then I think we'll get the true benefits of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Michael. And if you have any questions on what we've covered in today's episode, please reach out to us using the Contact Us form on our podcast landing page. And don't forget to add us so you can hear other podcasts about AI and our overall podcast library to keep your finger on the pulse of the retail industry. Have a great day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.